always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Iran says Israel's move to launch attacks came right during promising diplomacy. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Iran's foreign minister says while the U.S. has sent messages calling for negotiations, Tehran will not negotiate unless Israel's aggression stops.
We are operating in the name of regional stability and global security.
The U.S. Supreme Court's revived lawsuits against Palestinian leaders by Americans who were victims of terror attacks in the Mideast. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The court said that the statute that allows that meets due process standards, and this will make it easier for victims of such attacks to bring these lawsuits.
A heat wave broils much of the west and midsection of the country right now, and it's headed east as the days go on. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says
it feels like temperatures will approach 100 degrees. This is so unusual for all of us.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wood County has issued a heat advisory from the National Weather Service beginning on Saturday afternoon and continuing through Monday night. Temperatures on Saturday and Sunday afternoon could feel as high as 95 to 105 degrees. Monday may feel slightly less hot, more like 90 to 95, but it's going to be very humid all 3 days. Temperatures after the sun goes down will only drop to the mid to upper 70s, so won't bring much relief. Be sure to hydrate, limit activity during the hottest part of the days, and take time to cool off as needed. Today is the first day of the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club Brat Fry in Wisconsin Rapids. It began this morning at 10 a.m. and will continue every day through Sunday. All proceeds will help the 16 members and their families travel to the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. They'll be set up at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a goal of selling over 400 brats. A section of Grand Avenue will be closed in downtown Wisconsin Rapids on Sunday for the Cranberry Blossom Fest Parade. The road will be closed starting at 10 a.m. between West Jackson Street and 9th Street South. This section of Grand Avenue will be closed from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and traffic will be detoured onto Jackson Street. The parade will start at the YMCA and travel down Grand Avenue to end at 9th Street South. The parade kicks off at noon on Sunday. There's a Wood County Veterans Expo on Monday next week. It'll be at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids from 9 a.m. to noon. The Tomah VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office will be there to provide resources for the veteran community. Crossview Church is at 1000 East Riverview Expressway, just down from Pick and Save. That's 9 to noon on July 23rd. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdashel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward, and Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just wild stuff, this New York court ruling, the highest court in New York. Now, it's kind of weird because their highest court is not called the Supreme Court. That's one of the lower courts. So don't try to make sense out of it. But anyhow, their highest court just ruled, day before yesterday, actually, against the city's retirees. Eric Adams, the Trump-loving mayor of New York City, he started loving Trump when Trump pardoned him or stopped prosecuting him or whatever for his corruption. Adams is on his way out. But he had basically changed. This was to cut $600 million out of the city's budget. And what happened was the Medicare Advantage companies came in, or at least one of them, and said, let us insure New York's retirees who are guaranteed health care for the rest of their lives, right? Let us provide that health care through Medicare Advantage. And, of course, the government will reimburse us in excess of our expenses and we'll make a big profit on it. So we'll give it to you cheap, cheap, cheap. And whereas with real Medicare, you have to have, the city would have to have be paying for a Medigap policy to go along with it. Now, number one, this tells us that we need to reform Medicare, right? We should do away with that 20% hole. It's just, you know, pretty simple stuff, and reduce the monthly expense for it, or heavily, you know, make it heavily progressive. But number two, it also shows that, you know, Mayor Adams. I don't have any evidence to support this, but I'm guessing that there was some spiffing of the mayor with regard to this, given who he is and how he conducts himself. But I don't know. I can't make that assertion. I can only say it would be interesting to find out. But there are 250,000 retirees in New York City, and they are now all, the court said, that's it. You know, the mayor has the power to do this. Tough luck, retirees. The New York City Finance Committee Chair, Justin Brannon, who is also a candidate for the city's controller, he said the city of New York should never, ever be screwing over retirees, and neither should the courts. Nobody will ever want to work for New York City again. Zero trust. Medicare Advantage is a bait-and-switch scam and a betrayal. Enough. City Hall doesn't care about retirees. And I suspect that's probably a a widespread sentiment. Meanwhile, as Donald Trump is telling Josh Hawley this week that he doesn't think that there are any cuts for Medicaid in the legislation that he has called his one big beautiful betrayal or bill. The Senate Finance Committee, this from Paige Cunningham over on Yahoo News. Oh, it's from The Washington Post, excuse me. The Senate Finance Committee's revisions to a bill released Monday could prompt even steeper coverage losses, sharply reining in a Medicaid financing maneuver that hospital groups say would slash payments to their facilities. Chip Kahn, who is the CEO of the American Federation of Hospitals, or actually the Federation of American Hospitals, just issued a statement. He said the Senate just made the bad bill worse. Rural communities will be the hardest hit, with struggling hospitals compelled to face difficult decisions about what services to cut. He notes that rural areas disproportionately rely on Medicaid, and their hospitals are often the first backstop for patients without health coverage. And he notes hospital networks say they might reduce pediatric, maternity, or behavioral health services, end telehealth programs, close rural facilities, and enact layoffs if these Medicaid cuts become law. In fact, in a recent survey by the American Medical Group Association, those arguments or assertions were all confirmed. The hospitals stand to lose $321 billion over the next 10 years under this House version, and an additional $63 billion under the Senate version, on top of the House version. Hospitals, by the way, collected $262 billion last year for Medicare, or Medicaid, excuse me. That was in 2022. The Senate is trying to pass this bill by July 4th. That's the date that Donald Trump put on it. Now, keep in mind, we are already operating outside, you know, without a budget, basically. We're already, you know, we're already in that, you know, any day now the government is going to have to stop functioning because there's no money left. We're well into the beginning stages of that. I mean, that's just probably a matter of a month or two down the road. And 42% of Americans oppose changing tax, spending, or Medicaid policies. And, of course, this bill changes all of them. So Mehmet Oz, you know, the reality TV star, who's now the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, had a lunch meeting on Tuesday with some Republican senators. Excuse me. And Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia came out and said, oh, he just reassured us that there's not going to be any cuts. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. It's incredible how gullible these people are. And finally, our geeky science for the day. This is pretty amazing. Children now born, or born now, rather, kids who are being born as we speak, may live in a world where the U.S. can only produce half as much of its key food crops. This is a new analysis that was, they looked at. This is done by the Stanford Dorr School of Sustainability, Stanford University. It was 8 years in the making. This is a study that ran for 8 years. They looked at more than 12,000 regions around the world across 54 countries at maize or corn, soybeans, rice, wheat, cassava, and sorghum. Those six crops constitute two-thirds of all the calories human beings consume. And the findings are stark, according to Laura Pattinson on CNN. She writes, every 1 degree Celsius the world warms above pre-industrial levels will drag down, and we're already, by the way, 1.5 degrees, will drag down global food production by an average of 120 calories per person per day. This study, by the way, was published day before yesterday in Nature magazine. It's solid. It's peer-reviewed. She noted, if the climate warms by 3 degrees, that's basically like everyone on the planet giving up breakfast. They add, if humans keep burning large amounts of fossil fuels, maize or corn production could fall by 40% in the grain belt of the U.S., as well as in China, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Wheat production could fall by 40% in the U.S. and those regions. Soybean yields by 50% in the U.S., One of the striking findings of the study, she notes, is that some of the wealthiest countries are likely to be the hardest hit. And the reason why is we have not developed resilient agriculture systems that actually exist in poorer countries. And here's the bottom line. Global warming will be particularly devastating for the United States, where it's projected to reduce yields by 40 to 50% for all of these staple crops except rice. Rice, of course, loves warm weather. So, you know, it's kind of the exception to the rule, but this is what we're looking at. global warming, that because we've allowed fossil fuel companies to lie to us for 60 years, and because multiple Republican administrations have promoted the lies of the fossil fuel industry, and the Trump administration continues to embrace the lies of the fossil fuel industry, we may be looking at it just 20, 30, 40 years down the road, starvation here in the United States.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, we call it the Trump famine or the ExxonMobil famine. I don't know. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up the calls on this other break. If anything goes weekend.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's the first day of summer. You know, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and frankly, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This is not about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts and schools and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511.
This is how empires rot, from the inside, from the top. Reagan's ghost still haunts the air, whispering tax cuts like a prayer. 40 years of trickle-down pain, billionaires fed workers chained. Fake voiceless repeating, stolen election. Guns keep you safe, tax cuts create jobs. They sell you fear. With every flash, use immigrants for scapegoat cash. The truth's a corpse they've buried deep, while the faithful chant in blissful sleep. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda, where the louder you lie, the more they'll stand you. Repeat it till the crowd forgets the truth was ever.
21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Joe in Puerto Rico. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for taking the call. I love your program.
Thank you.
Hey, the dilemma that I think the Democrats face, and wholeheartedly, hopefully you'll agree with this, and that is, you know, we complain and bitch and moan about all these things that Republicans are doing, rightly so, right? But we have to be a solutions-based party, and we've got to come forward and realize maybe our flaws as well. And I think the flaw is this, and that is, you know, we've been fighting about building the wall and bitching and moaning about that, complaining about that so much. And what has transpired is now we're the bad guys because we won't build the wall. Now, I'm not at all against immigration, one iota. I believe immigration is absolute paramount.
Biden actually built some of the wall and repaired a whole lot of the rest of it.
Exactly. And I believe that we should promote and say we need to finish building the wall, but at the same time and in the same breath, we have to create and bring forward the immigration bill that was pushed away by Trump so he could get elected. Mm-hmm. Bring things forward.
You're talking about Jim Lankford's bill?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a very strong immigration bill that had bipartisan support. You're absolutely right.
Correct. And so instead of complaining and wringing our hands constantly, right, they've got to get off their butts and they've got to bring forward these ideas because people just they close down. They're not listening.
Yeah.
And people are just throwing their hands up. And it's really frightening, as we all know. You know, we're poised to go down the drain here pretty quickly, and we're not fighting. And we should be fighting in that regard as well as fighting on other levels. As we know, Trump throws shiny balls everywhere, every day, and no one has the concept or the ability to focus on the reality of what's actually happening.
Yeah, I totally get it. The thing that really outrages me is that what they're doing is they're saying to people who are in this country legally but are not yet citizens, people who have asylum claims or people who have, you know, other other reasons. For example, yesterday or the day before, there was an Afghan refugee, a guy who had been a translator for U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
I read that.
Put his life at risk for our troops. Our promise to him was, we will let you into the United States if you will serve us. He served us. We brought him into the United States. He shows up at court for his monthly check-in on the path toward becoming an American citizen. And ICE shows up and arrests him and hauls him off, and he's in a prison right now. And they're going to deport him back to Afghanistan, where he will be murdered. And this is just obscene. I mean, you know, they're just doing this to meet the damn quotas so that Stephen Miller can feel good that he threw enough brown and black people out of the country.
Correct. And they're breaking the law left and right. And we're allowing it. We're not having mass demonstrations. I mean, I'm all for the demonstrations. I was part of it. I'm back in Colorado right now. Mm-hmm. And, impressive that we have so many people in all different regions of the country, but we have got to stand up and be willing to drop our work and go and demonstrate to the point of somebody's got to listen, you know?
I agree. So, Joe, should I change your location from Puerto Rico to Colorado, or are you typically in Puerto Rico?
I'm back and forth. I'm blessed in that regard. Okay. So thank you so much, Tom.
All right. Good talking
to you,
Joe.
You do.
Yep. Thank you. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was going to say, as alarmist as it might sound, I do have a few reasons to believe that Trump is considering dropping a nuclear bomb on Iran.
Right.
So first, if we think back, he was consistently looking for a reason to launch a nuke in his first term, whether it was against a hurricane, another country, whatever it was, but was always talked out of it. Yeah. We know everybody in his administration is pretty much crazy now. Another reason is that he believes that Iran issued assassination orders against him, which now makes this personal.
Right. Yeah. Lied about that.
Yeah. And another one is that he demanded the unconditional surrender of a nation. And
without even specifying to whom they should surrender.
Exactly. But so he demands unconditional surrender, then repeatedly calls for the evacuation of a major metropolitan city. And what does that remind you of?
I don't know. Tell me.
Truman.
Truman. Yeah,
Before he dropped a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima.
And I think that's how the people in Tehran took it, by the way. He created some small amount of panic there. Alan, thank you. I agree with you. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If anything goes, weekend picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
Have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide It's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited.
About 30 students from 7 rural Wisconsin towns are returning home this week from the UW-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. They were a part of the Rural Scholars Program. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Friday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. These 30 high schoolers spent the last 4 days getting acquainted with the agriculture campus and college life. Before the program, most of these students didn't think a four-year university was in the cards for them. Now they'll be applying to UW-Madison. Rural Scholars Director Tanya Cutsforth tells us more about how CALS is reaching out to rural communities with the message that college is possible for you.
This program is part of the Rural Partnerships Institute, which is a USDA-funded program that is designed to help improve livability in rural communities. So the focus of Wisconsin Rural Scholars is to provide students from rural communities access to pre-college planning and being able to see what it's like to be a college student and really connect with the folks who are doing research and outreach on this campus, as well as undergraduate students who are, you know, they're kind of near future peers, to learn about what college is like so they can see the possibilities that exist for them, not only on this campus, but at college kind of writ large.
Tanya Cutsforth is the director of the Rural Scholars Program. Stick around for a look at midday commodity prices next.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday from Chicago, cash corn is down 2.5 cents. December new crop corn is down a quarter of a penny at 4.43¾. Cash soybeans are trading a penny and a half lower. November new crop beans are down 0.75 cents at 10.67¼. July new crop wheat is trading 3¾ cents higher at 5.78 a bushel. Fluid milk contracts are trading lower. The July Class 3 contract is down 6 cents at 17.62 a hundredweight. The August Class 3 milk contract is 8 cents lower at 1812 a hundredweight. Don't forget that you can follow along with us around the clock for your farm news at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. Under mixed skies today, high temperatures will rise to about 80 degrees. Got a chance for a shower or thunderstorm overnight tonight, and then the heat surges in and the humidity cranks up, prompting a heat advisory as temps spike to the 90s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is FAST, F-A-S-T.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You know how when you discover something that really works well, you want to tell people about it? That's how I feel about Mando. Mando created a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Say for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're probably used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid. It's clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's shopmando, S-H-O-P-Mando, M-A-N-D-O.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 20% off site-wide for first-time customers. That's shopmando.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Vanola in Washington, D.C. Hey, Vanola, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you
for taking my call. I used to study journalism, and it just bothers me how the media reports on Trump. For instance, you know, what he's doing is not deporting. What he's doing is kidnapping and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the media ought to say that.
I agree.
But I'm concerned about California, actually, and I'm just wondering what he's doing. I don't know U.S. history well enough to know if there's precedent for this. But could it be that he actually is invading California to overthrow the Californian government?
Yes.
I mean, it is like the fourth largest economy in the world.
Yep. Yep. Hey, so, I think he would love to own or control California. I believe that what he's trying to do is provoke violent confrontation so he can use those as a pretext to declare an insurrection. And mm-hmm. once he's declared an insurrection, he can make himself dictator for life. I mean, the Insurrection Act is really, really broad, and it neutralizes many of the constitutional protections against abuse of power by an executive, by the president. And
so there wouldn't be any more state rights, and in effect, he can take over.
Or individual and individual civil rights, even. Yeah.
Yeah.
I share your concern, Vanola, and in my mind, that's how he wants it to play out. I also think that he's going to be messing with our elections in, a year from November. Although that's a ways down the road, but it's very, very concerning.
Right. I think so, too. Well, thank you. I just wanted to know if I was, going off the deep end.
No.
Or,
well, if you are, I'm going there. I'm going with you. That's spot on. Vanola, thank you. It's great to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Steve in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, thanks for listening to WAUK. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'd just like to quickly educate you and your listeners regarding masks and ICE wearing them and all law enforcement. You know, I got 20 years of it behind me, and almost every operation we did, we masked up. And that's for our safety, our fellow officers' safety, our acquaintances, our families. We didn't want to have to go to the next state to go to the grocery store. Now you have this fool in Nashville.
I've never seen a cop wear a mask.
No, listen, you've never been on raids, then, have you? So
no.
I'm not making this up, sir. We masked up all the time. And it's not because we're doing something wrong. It's because for our safety afterwards. I don't need someone coming into the grocery store or wherever I'm going when I'm off duty, recognizing me and then going after my family, going after my kids. Then again, you have this fool mayor in Nashville exposing these agents. That's crazy.
Steve, if you're doing nothing wrong, why are you afraid?
Are you not listening to me?
I am listening to you. I don't understand why, if you are a law enforcement officer and you're actually enforcing the law and you're doing it in a lawful fashion, you would be afraid of people knowing who you are. I would think you would be proud of yourself.
Let me explain to you, if you would listen. Okay, it's a very dangerous job. There's people who hate law enforcement. There's people who would love to dox us and go after us and kill us.
Hey, there's people who hate liberals. They are out there killing liberals right now. They're killing Democratic politicians. You don't see Democratic politicians running around wearing masks. People wear masks in totalitarian regimes. Steve, talking over me is not going to make your point. I'm happy to give you all the time you want to talk, but you can at least let me. Oh, Jesus. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Guten Freitag, my friend.
Yeah, back at you. Hey, V. Gates.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that's flown under the radar, and it really bothers me. By the end of May, pulling us out of USAID has killed 300,000 people in Africa.
At least.
200,000 of them are children. They let food rot rather than to send it to them.
Yeah.
They also refuse to send anti-diarrhea medicine, which kills, you know, starving people in poor countries.
Yep.
300,000. That's
and you know, they're, in my mind, Tom, there's two reasons for this. Number one, USAID was the main force that overthrew apartheid in South Africa. And, of course, that's Elon Musk's, thing. Is that his white people were treated badly. So he's wanted to take down USAID ever since he fled South Africa when apartheid fell, number one. And number two, Putin hates USAID because it turns countries toward America and away from Russia and China. And Putin is talking to Trump every two or three days, and there's no doubt in my mind that Putin told Trump, you know, why are you wasting all that money on those black people in those poor countries?
Exactly. It is. Musk is from Afrikaner.
Yeah.
Racist apartheid thing. He sees black people as the enemy.
Yep. In my opinion.
You know, the African or black. I mean, Tom, over a quarter million. These are Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot sort of numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful. It's flown under the radar. And they let that food rot.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Oh, my God.
I get it. Tom, thanks. Good rant. Charlene in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Charlene, what's up?
Hello. How are you?
I am fine.
I want to talk about DEI that Trump is using as a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not racist in itself, but he's using it as a ploy to defraud white America in general. He says that he got rid of air traffic controllers because of DEI. There's not that many black or minority or women in air traffic control.
But the few who were there, apparently he got rid of.
The few who were there. And by he got rid of many of them, and most of them were Caucasian males.
Mm.
He said that when getting rid of federal workers, and most of them, some of them were even Trump supporters that voted for him.
Yeah. The thing is that there's a larger proportion of black people in the federal workforce than in any other workforce in America outside of, you know, like civil rights groups and things like that. And
oh, really? Okay.
And the reason why is because ever since the 60s, the federal government has been aggressively pursuing colorblind hiring policies. So, you know, there's a larger percentage of black people who work as federal bureaucrats, who work in the federal bureaucracy, than in any company in America or than in most states. And so if you want to throw a million black people into unemployment, just get rid of 1.5 million federal jobs or 2 million federal jobs.
Okay. All right. I didn't. But the air traffic controllers, I thought they were mostly Caucasian, no?
Yes. Yes, they are, because mostly they draw those from the ranks of pilots. Most of your pilots are white men.
Right. That's what I thought. But, yeah, you probably are right about the federal workers.
Yep.
Not going to say you're not right about that.
No, I know
but
I'm right
I just
about
thought
that.
He was... yeah, no, I don't mean it that way. I know
that.
You're right about
I
that.
I get it.
Okay, but thank you for answering my question. And I do think he's doing things a lot more for show because Obama got rid of, 69,000 immigrants quietly, while Trump has got rid of almost the same, but being very vocal and loud about it. And I think he does things just to keep his base
I think that's
unhappy.
Part of it, Charlene. A larger part of it that we can't overlook, which is not to excuse Trump or anything like that, is that the deportation numbers for Obama include people who were stopped at the border and turned back. And that was probably more than half of the total number of people that Obama deported. I've never seen a good, clean analysis of it, but the ones that I have seen kind of suggest that it was at least half, maybe more. And people just aren't showing up at the border anymore since Trump came in. I mean, he's, you know, whenever you have a Democrat in the White House, you've got this huge message machine of all the Republicans in Congress and all the right wing media yelling and screaming that the Democrat has opened the border wide open. Even though, you know, Obama never did that and Biden never did that. But what it does is it causes lots, millions, literally millions of people from south of our border to think the border's open. And so they come up and, you know, try to get through. And so they get caught and they get deported. And so you've got these high deportation numbers, particularly for Obama, because the Republicans were basically inviting people here. And then when you get a Republican president, you know, like Donald Trump, in both terms, frankly, you see the number of people showing up at the border drop because, you know, you no longer have Republicans yelling and screaming that the border is wide open, even though nothing has changed. And so, that's why Obama's numbers are so much higher, frankly.
Oh, very crafty. Thank you. I love your show. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Charlene. I appreciate your kind words.
Good,
thank you for the call. You too. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a minute. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Makusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Well, hello and welcome in to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas and welcome in to the pregame show as we get ready to roll along for game number two from Madison. It's a doubleheader today. We'll have first game at 1:05 p.m. So just about 13 and a half minutes, we'll say, from now. First pitch here from the Duck Pond as the Rafters look to get back on track with a win. It's a must-win game is what it feels like. At least one of these two games, you feel like you've got to win. And the Rafters heading into this one, they have been struggling as of late on the season. They sit at 7-16. The Madison Mallards, after their win last night, now 15-7. It's going to be Drew Thompson versus Charlie O'Shell in the first game here. And that's what we're going to be seeing in just a little bit. And Drew Thompson hoping to keep it rolling along as he's steadily improved his control ever since his first appearance of the season. He's looked better and better each game. However, last game, he only went two innings because his pitch count got worked way too high in the second, despite not allowing many runs. He allowed just one run in those two innings, but had to be pulled from the game. So it'll be him looking for a longer appearance tonight as he takes on Charlie O'Shell, who, well, O'Shell, you look at him recently, and it was really that last game that inflated his ERA. His first two appearances, well, they both came out of the bullpen, and he looked pretty good, just one run over those 2 2/3 innings. However, last time he came out of the bullpen, he did not record an out and allowed 5 runs on 3 hits and 1 walk. So he's hoping that he can get back on track with a performance here. The Rafters hoping that they can do the same thing against him. We're going to have an interview with Eric Parker, the man from the University of Georgia, who is a recent commit to South Carolina. And that's some SEC ball right there. That's high-level collegiate baseball. And so I'll talk to him a little bit about that, but also his experience with the Rafters. That comes up next on the pregame show. Starting lineups and a further breakdown of starting pitchers comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and joining me is our pregame guest of the show. It's Eric Parker. And Eric, off to a start to the season here, and you've been pretty strong offensively from the plate, coming over from the University of Georgia, where the Bulldogs were really good this past season. I mean, you've got a lot of good experience, only one season into your collegiate career. I mean, what's it like kind of making that transition from college ball over here into the Northwoods League for you?
I'll say it's somewhat different, but the competition is definitely there. We've been facing some really good arms, really good guys, real good teams. So I was saying the everything's pretty much the same, just different atmospheres.
And, you know, you talk about different atmospheres. Of course, Georgia, a great atmosphere to play in. You guys made it to the NCAA baseball tournament. What was it like playing in the NCAA baseball tournament and just being there with your team?
It was so surreal, just getting the opportunity to be on the field, feel the atmosphere, feel the energy of playoff ball, and it's just a great feeling.
And you talk about you start to the Rafters career, and you've had a couple of games where you've been able to get on base a few times. I mean, your approach from the plate, what are you kind of stepping up and thinking every time that you're into the batter's box?
I'll say kind of keeping that patient, but also having that attack approach. If I get my pitch in the zone, I'm going to go at it, but if it's not in the zone, I'm going to take my walk, and I'm going to steal some bags to help us get some runs in.
I know we've seen the power in batting practice as well, and we almost saw it on one of your doubles a couple days ago. When are we going to see that first home run?
Hopefully coming soon, just trying to stick to our approach, just get some hits in, see the ball well, but it'll come when it wants to come.
And, well, coming on to the team here, of course, you met with the team coming off of a plane, and it was a quick turnaround for you. What was that experience like, you know, just, you know, boom, 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 one, two, three, you know, just trying to make that turnaround?
I mean, it was very different, but it's also, it's kind of good to get that feeling early. You know, that's like what pro ball is like, so just trying to just get that feeling early, and I'll probably get that feeling a lot more going into my career.
And, you know, back at the University of Georgia, that's where you played this last year, but hitting the transfer portal, congrats on your new commitment. What are you excited for in this upcoming spring season?
Really just getting more opportunities, new team, once again, new atmosphere, and just having to have an opportunity to be one of the guys on the team, leaders, and lead the team to something special.
And you talk about something special. I mean, you saw kind of glimpses of that this past season at Georgia. What was so successful about that team throughout the regular season and through SEC play?
I'll probably say us, our team was very, very team chemistry, and we hang out on and off the field. And I really just say having that team chemistry and having that team bond helps a lot on the field, and it carries a long, long way.
And when you talk about that team chemistry on the field, you know, everyone likes to talk about it, but specifically, what does it bring to the squad? Are you able to make plays easier, or is it a smoother to turn a double play, something like that?
It honestly makes the game so much more fun, and you play so much more freely just knowing you're out there with your best friends, with your guys that you know for so long, and it's just an easy way to play.
So it kind of takes the pressure off you,
yeah,
in a sense.
100%.
Yeah. All right, well, that's kind of all that I've got questions-wise. Is there anything else you want to add real quick?
That's it. Go Rats.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our pregame show. Once again, that was the pregame interview with Eric Parker here on WFHR. Quick break, and when we return, it'll be starting lineups and first pitch after this.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging. until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.